Hello and welcome to this Catholic news update for Tuesday, the 20th of September. A primary school in Western Australia has stopped the recital of the Lord's Prayer at school assemblies. According to the West Australian newspaper, Edgewater Primary School suspended its 25-year-old tradition last month while it sought advice after some parents protested it contravened the Education Act that says schools should not promote one religious belief over others. The school surveyed parents, consulted the school council, and requested advice from the education department, which said the decision rested with the principal. Principal Julie Tomes sent a letter to parents Monday saying the Lord's Prayer would no longer be used at the school's fortnightly assemblies. However, when appropriate, she said, we will continue to use the Lord's Prayer in examining traditional celebrations of Australian culture, such as Christmas and Easter. Ms. Tomes said students would continue to recite the school creed, which includes a reference to God, at school assemblies. Although most parents who replied to the survey said they wanted students to recite the Lord's Prayer, Ms. Tomes told the West Australian only 36% of all parents at the school had responded, so it was not possible to determine the full extent of their views. The Archbishop of Westminster has called on Catholics to deepen their prayer life and witness to their faith on the first anniversary of Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the UK. Speaking at a national mass of thanksgiving for the papal visit, Archbishop Vincent Nichols also encouraged each parish to have Eucharistic adoration. Voters in the tiny Catholic-majority principality of Liechtenstein on Sunday rejected a plan to legalise abortion following a bitterly fought campaign that saw the country's Prince Alwa threaten to veto the proposed change in the law. Opponents won the referendum with a majority of 514 votes out of 11,510 ballots cast. The plan would have decriminalised abortion in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy or if the child is severely disabled. Opponents of the plan warned that the proposal could lead to late-term abortions of disabled children. A new community of monks is to move into the mountaintop monastery where seven monks were murdered by Islamists in 1996, according to the monastery's new website. The Diocese of Algiers has begun to restore the monastery at Tiberine in the Atlas Mountains, which is increasingly popular with pilgrims wishing to pray at the tombs of the seven martyred Trappists, whose story was told in the 2010 film Of Gods and Men. The building works include the construction of guest rooms. Visitors must have an escort and permission from the Interior Ministry before arriving. How many alleged apparitions did the Holy See investigate in 2010? How many annulments did the Roman Rota consider and how many were confirmed? How much money did papal charities grant to individuals? All those questions and more are answered in an unofficial annual publication, The Activity of the Holy See. The English language version of the Italian daily, L'Espresso, summarises a few of the noteworthy statistics. Almost €1 million obtained in 2010 from the sale of pontifical blessings has been given to 7,000 needy families. Another $135 million has been distributed by Propaganda Fide in assistance to mission territories. Last year, the Disciplinary Office of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith opened 643 procedures, 82% of which concern delicta graviora, or serious sins, which include the sexual abuse of minors by clergy, 8% offences against the faith, 3% cases of apparitions, and 7% other matters of various kinds. And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. More news tomorrow. God bless you and your loved ones.